The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So now we'll begin the guided meditation. Does the sound okay? Just taking your time to find a posture that, in whatever way is meaningful to you, embodies balance. We want to be physically balanced, with the spine upright and energized, but the body not tight. So in a way, posture is the first riddle of meditation practice. And all of the qualities that we are cultivating in the mind and the heart are expressed through the posture. It's an area of practice that we continually come back to, the posture. We continually refine the posture. Letting the eyes gently close. Taking a few deep breaths just to release any tension. We just connect to the feeling of the body from the inside. Connecting to all of the sensations that make up what we call body. Simply letting the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion, on the chair. It can be helpful to gently scan or sweep through the body, just noticing if there are places of extra tension, extra contraction that may be possible to be released. Sometimes the muscles behind the eyes or around the mouth, the areas of the shoulders, noticing if the belly is soft, does it move with each breath? Or is there some tightness? Even when our mind gets preoccupied with thinking, with stories of the past and the future, the body is always in the present. It's always available. So the Buddha talked about as one of our best friends in this practice is mindfulness of the body. Just this simple knowing, simple awareness. Awareness has this beautiful quality of being impartial. Independent. Awareness doesn't judge. It doesn't want something to be different or better. Just noticing how it is right now. We use our bodies a lot as tools. But we might not often turn the attention directly to the sensations of the body themselves. One of the very helpful aspects of mindfulness of the body is mindfulness of breathing. Seeing if you can allow some echoes of the breath, sensations of the breath, to come into awareness. Not a forcing, but just allowing. You may notice the rise and the fall of the abdomen. The chest expanding, contracting. Or the sensations of the air at the nostrils. Wherever the breath appears most clearly, just letting the mind rest with those sensations. There's no need to change the breath, but simply knowing how the breath happens to be right now. There are short breaths and long breaths. Deep breaths or shallower breaths. with this simple intention to stay with the sensations of breathing. Over these next few minutes, seeing if you can notice when the mind drifts off from the breath. Without any judgment, without any extra commentary, just seeing if you can notice those forces that distract us, preoccupy us. Even though it sounds very simple, a practice like mindfulness of breathing is a training. It's a training the mind. So we might be with one breath, or two breaths, or half a breath, and then the conditioning of the mind kicks in. And there's a way that breathing helps us to highlight the forces of distraction in the mind. Maybe some thinking about the future, some fantasy that the mind grasps onto. Maybe some irritation or aversion or thinking about something we don't like, someone we don't like. Just noticing. And simply reconnecting with the sensations of the breath. as we sit here with the sensations of the body, the breath, noticing the mind states that can distract us, seeing if you can tune in to the quality of pleasantness somewhere in the body that feels simply pleasant. It could be the breathing. It could be the simple heaviness of the body. Or it could be something in the mind. Is there pleasant thought happening? Or a pleasant mood? Pleasant sound? Noticing. Often the dimension of our experience that is simply pleasant or unpleasant gets overlooked. The same way, seeing if you can notice unpleasant feeling, unpleasant sensation. Pleasant and unpleasant are always changing. Always cycling through. Just seeing if you can notice any unpleasant feeling that may be present right now. Could be to do with the body, the strain on the body being in this position. Or is there some unpleasantness in the mind? Thoughts can be experienced as unpleasant. Emotions can sometimes be unpleasant. sounds can be pleasant or unpleasant. In these last few minutes of the meditation, simply returning to the simplicity of the breath and the sensations of the body. A lot of meditation practice is learning to be content with simplicity. And then noticing the ways we complicate experience. Do we want something different to happen? And we can notice the difficulties and include them in the practice. Our experience becomes simple again. Meeting the difficulties, whatever they are, the simple knowing. Letting our awareness grow wider and wider to include all of who we are.